Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Speed by Jerry Whittle. There is a photo on the page, the description. Jerry Whittle sits at a table with Amy Weaver, who is reading a Braille book. The caption, Jerry Whittle works with Amy Weaver on Braille. From the editor, during this year-long Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign, we will, from time to time, ask Braille teachers to share Braille tips and reflections arising from their teaching experience. We also hope to reprint some reflections from students who are learning the code. We hope that together these offerings may inspire our readers to take up Braille or practice it more consistently. We invite anyone with a contribution to make to this ongoing conversation to send an essay to ryan.strunk, ryan.strunk@gmail.com. Jerry Whittle is the Braille instructor at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Since he is the senior NFB Center Braille instructor, it is fitting that he should be the first teacher to offer his Braille wisdom. This is what he says. The two-handed technique of reading Braille is far superior to any other method. After 23 years of teaching Braille, I am convinced that the two-handed method, starting the line with the left hand and completing it with the right, while the left hand tracks down to the line below, is the way to approach Braille literacy. Over the years, I have timed well over 60 Braille readers who could read 300 words a minute or more. All of them used this two-handed method. All of them used more than one finger on each hand, some a total of 5 fingers, some with 8 fingers. Therefore, it pays to put the flesh on the Braille line. Here is another interesting fact. In 70% of the Braille readers, the left hand is more sensitive. Thus, people who learn to read with only the right hand, while the left hand only finds each succeeding line, never discover that the left hand probably reads better. Many of my students have doubled or tripled their speed over a 6 to 9 month training period by working on the two-handed method and strengthening the left hand. This takes work and dedication and hundreds of pages, but those sedulous students who have maintained rigid daily page goals have reaped the benefits of enhanced Braille literacy. Only once in 23 years of teaching has a student exceeded 250 words per minute using only the right hand. She read with the index, middle, and ring fingers on her right hand, and she increased her speed to this level by reading well over 3,000 pages. But she could never attain the 300-word plateau. She came to the center reading about 180 words a minute. She had CP and could only use her right hand. She had been reading Braille from the first grade, like the two-handed readers who surpassed 300 words a minute. By the way, about 10 of these read over 400 words a minute, and 3 surpassed 500 words. If you want to increase your speed, use the two-handed method. Read 10 hours or more a week, and use the best hand, probably the left, to read most of the line. Finally, let as many fingers as possible glide with the index fingers. If you want to improve the left hand, find a high-interest, low-vocabulary book and read with only the left hand for as many pages as needed to discover just how well it can distinguish Braille patterns. Then begin incorporating it with the right hand. If you maintain your daily reading goals, you will probably increase your reading rate by about 10 words a minute every 2 weeks. Read books that stimulate your interest and keep you motivated, and try to read when you are fresh and alert. I am a morning person, and I go a little groggy around 9 p.m., so I read early in the morning and in the afternoon on weekends. But others like the wee hours of the morning. If it works for you, it is right. Amy Weaver's Diary. Editor's Note. Amy Weaver did not know Braille before enrolling in the Louisiana Center for the Blind in late January of 2009. Although diabetic with possible sensitivity loss in her hands, she has approached her Braille class with a positive and dedicated enthusiasm. Hailing from Mobile, Alabama, and having earned a degree from a local university, this hard-working young woman wants Braille literacy enough to pay the price of many hours of dedicated effort. Here is the first entry in her weekly diary. January 31, 2009. Here I am at 35 years of age, and I'm singing the alphabet song again. With the help of my instructor and some caring students in the apartments, I have already learned to write my alphabet on the slate, with occasional errors. I also completed A to G in the manual. I hope my mind can retain the code. I am also hoping that I can someday reach the level of some of my classmates. It seems so far away, but I like the class a lot. I know this will be a challenge. I am learning to read with both hands, and it is hard because I want to use my left hand most of the time, but my instructor scolds me and reassures me that I can read with both hands. Fingers, don't fail me now.